This is Community Matters here on KBUT. We're talking with Will Shoemaker and Andrea Schumacher of the Crested Butte Black Lives Matter Committee. Folks, where can folks learn more, Will and Andrea? We know that right now a lot of folks are wanting to learn more, and we hope that folks are inspired by hearing the work that you've been up to. Tell us what folks can do to learn more about this.
We've decided and discussed, we want this obviously to be incredibly transparent and open to anybody and everybody. We've been creating, documents, action items that are available to anybody that's interested. And I also want to reiterate that anyone is welcome to join our subcommittees. If there's a certain area that interests you, jump into one of our meetings, find out what's going on, add some ideas. We want more and more people involved. It's a really important component, again, to have diversity of voices and ideas. Will, you want to add to that?
Yeah, and I would just say stay tuned to local media for forums and events that we may be having and may be involved with in the future. We've talked about possibly producing a newsletter. I would say, again, just stay tuned to local media for any opportunities to get involved.
Great. I'm curious, after that organizational step takes place and you have more of this conversation and people do become better educated, what are next steps after that?
In a specific area or as a subcommittee?
As the movement is, as a whole, I think it seems right now with the organizational piece, there's a huge lift educationally. Yeah. And really getting our community well educated. What comes after that?
Yeah, well, we've been fairly involved in taking a look at policies of the town of Crested Butte, in particular, town staff and town council helped us form. They gave us a lot of support and a lot of resources. And initially, we were focused primarily on the town of Crested Butte and its policies. We've made a conscious decision to expand our scope so that a much broader representation of the community at large, the valley at large, can become involved. But to your question, this past week, we put a set of recommendations before town council for ways that the town could be more inclusive, could work toward guaranteeing that they're promoting equity and diversity. And town council was very supportive of that. And now town is moving forward with some of those policy recommendations. That's the sort of way that we're going to take those next concrete steps. In addition to that, we're completely enriched in the wanting to bring to light the history and the art and the literature reveals the value of people who live in this community, especially people of color, mm-hmm. who are often unjustly relegated, to the shadows. And so you'll see, examples of ways that, we may work with local groups to help promote the arts, creators of color, for example, or music productions, and so we're kind of looking in all of those avenues and veins of the community to see how we can really advance this goal.
It sounds pretty immersive, I would say. I know the town of Crested Butte has been very supportive. How is it going with reaching out to other municipalities and the county?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah. We, you know, we're really just starting to have the conversation of how to start reaching outside of Crested Butte and the fact that we really want this to be valley-wide. And so those plans, those discussions that are being had. And then I just want to add one thing that I think the most important piece of this work is the little accomplishments. And I think there is a lot of them coming from a lot of hard work of a lot of people who really care. And I think with this work, there's a lot of fatigue around it, right? You know, there's just such heartbreaking things going on in the news on a national level, but really continuing to keep our focus locally and continuing to bring small things across the finish line is the most important thing. And I don't know, I feel like since we had the mural painted on the street, Elk Avenue has been more colorful with different walks of life. That's what I've been seeing. And I hope that continues to happen with all of these small things that we keep accomplishing.
You know, and I think you bring up something really interesting there about trying to keep it local. And I think that one thing that you've accomplished in the Black Lives Matter committee that you created is that it does address local issues. The fact that you've got somebody working in the outdoor recreation industry, that side of the conversation, that represents Crested Butte. Have you seen any other, you know, I mean, I think that like we are very culturally proud of the fact that we are a quote unquote ski town. Have you seen other examples in other towns, you know, steamboats and park cities and other examples of other areas that are embracing this conversation in the way that Crested Butte is?
Yeah, in fact, our community expressions of values subcommittee has started work in kind of formulating an idea that perhaps we could bring together a group of like-minded communities. Perhaps it would be, you know, a gathering of some sort in which, you know, ideas are compared and contrasted, and we feed off of, you know, each other's desire to improve.
Like a post-COVID summit. That's our hopes.
Well, I think that's really interesting. I mean, you see those towns identifying with each other and understanding each other in ways that aren't a lot. Things that happen in Jackson Hole, folks in Crested Butte care about because, you know, culture is very similar. You know, same could be said about Steamboat or Telluride or Aspen to a certain degree, although, of course, there is a division there to a certain degree as well. But that's not what we're here to discuss. Thank you so much, folks, for joining us this evening. I want to thank Andrea Schumacher and Will Shoemaker of the Crested Butte Black Lives Committee for joining us here on Community Matters. We appreciate you joining the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, as always, goes to my co-host, Chris Rourke, for this evening. Chris, I guess I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. It's always a pleasure. We're going to have a good time in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much. Again, you're listening to KBUT Community Radio for the entire Gunnison Valley. Heard at 90.3 KBUT Crested Butte, 88.7 KGNI Gunnison, worldwide at kbut.org. My name is Christopher Biddle. I'll be back as your host of Community Matters in 2 weeks. Do send your questions to news@kbut.org and check out our website for a posting of tonight's episode. Be well.